ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Canto 5, the chapter number 8, the title of the chapter is The Character of Maharaj Bharata, text number 17. Text number 17 is only one line here, but we will just read the word. Api Shema Shemena Asmin Asrama Upavane Saspani Charantam Deva Guptam Drakshyami. Api, it may be Shemena, with fearlessness because of the absence of tigers and other animals. Asmin, in this Ashrama Upavane, garden of the hermitage, Saspani Sharantam, walking and eating the soft grasses. Deva Guptam, being protected by the demigods, Drakshyami, shall I see? Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Alas, is it possible that I shall again see this animal protected by the Lord and fearless of tigers and other animals? Shall I again see him wandering in the garden eating soft grass? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Yes. Maharaj Bharat thought that the animal was disappointed in his protection and had left him for the protection of a demigod. Regardless, he ardently desired to see the animal again within his ashrama, eating the soft grass and not fearing tigers and other animals. Maharaj Bharat could think only of the deer and how the animal could be protected from all kinds of inauspicious things. From the materialistic point of view, such kind thoughts may be very laudable. But from the spiritual point of view, the king was actually falling from his exalted spiritual position and unnecessarily becoming attached to an animal. Thus, degrading himself, he would have to accept an animal body.
So here we are, this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, in this section where we are finding Maharaj Bharat having renounced the kingdom, the family, all the riches, all the entourage, everything, he came to the forest and then he got attached to a deer, baby deer. And because of that, he is now lamenting. The deer has just come out and the deer has not returned. So he is lamenting that, alas, is it possible that I shall again see the animal, see this animal protected by the Lord and fearless of tigers and other animals. Shall I again see him wandering in the garden eating soft grass? So this is a kind of lamentation Maharaj Bharat is having. So it's Srila Prabhupada explains here, this is like a as a king, he did his duty. He just protected the deer. There is nothing wrong in that. But it went a little bit overboard. If they then concentrating 24/7, meditating on the deer. Krishna says, Man manabhava mat bhakto mat yaji mam namaskuru. Krishna says that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you think about me. So, but now what happened was, now like Maharaj Bharat was already in the bhava platform, but still, because of this attachment to the deer, then he was thinking about the deer constantly, all the time. All the time he was thinking about the deer, the deer has gone because it got angry with me, or that's why, whether it's going to come, or it's going to be protected. Like all these different, yesterday Gopal Vrindesh nicely explained about these fantasies. So he was thinking so many things, so many activities he was thinking. So we should not be, this is like a, as we many times discussed, these episodes are there to teach us the lesson also. It's not like a Bharat Maharaj, poor Bharat, he got attracted, and we, poor Bharat got only attracted to the deer. Now we have so many things in our life actually, so many allurements, so many attachments, so many things from which we have to be very careful. Arjuna also had a similar problem. The perplexity, Srila Prabhupada uses the word perplexity. Material world means there will be a perplexity, will be there. There is, you can't avoid the perplexity. Something or other will be there. It's not like this or that, somebody else will be there. So some problem or something will be always there in the material world. So here Prabhupada uses the word, it behooves us to find a solution to the problem. So this is what happens in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna had the perplexity. Arjuna, when he came and he saw the whole battlefield where everybody is arrayed in the battlefield, he saw, oh, am I going to fight with all these people, Bhishma, Drona, Kripacharya, Ashwatthama, all these great personalities, am I going to fight with all of them? No. So he said, no, I don't want to fight. I just, he's like a completely, he's a great warrior. He's not a darpok, no? Like darpok is like a person who is afraid of things. No? He's not, he's a very great fighter. No? He got so many shastra in his hand, but still he just got some completely bewildered. No, I don't want to fight with all of them. And then what reason did he say? Gauram, any one reason? What reason did he say not to fight?
Because there was families.
Families, yeah. Any other reason can you think of? No. You. Your mother knows already. You.
Any reason why Arjuna said don't want to fight?
Because he saw elders.
Yes, yeah, elders, yes, very good. Sons and grandfather, teacher, everything. Yeah. Do you remember anything? You'll know. You will know that. Okay, no problem. Yeah, any other reasons? Any other reason?
The family destruction.
Yeah, family destruction, jati dharma, kula dharma. Pradashyanti kulasriya, sri dushtashu varshneya, jayate varna sankara. So he put so many reasons actually. So many reasons he said, no, I don't want to fight. Because if I fight, who is going to offer pinda? Who is going to protect the forefather? Who is going to offer the shraddha, pinda for all the forefathers? No, I don't want to fight. He gave so many reasons saying that I don't want to fight. But in the bottom line, he was, Srila Prabhupada says, he was body conscious. He was attached to the body. My kinsman, my family members. So sometimes the people wonder, like, oh, so that means if somebody is attached to the family, is it a bad thing? Because sometimes the people, when they read all these things, they get this type of things. Oh, that means Bhagavad Gita is saying you have to be like a little bit like a robo only. You have to be like a robo, you should not have any attachment or anything to the family or this. You have to just like a walk like an army, like just completely careless. No, Bhagavad Gita does not teach like that. Bhagavad Gita says, yeah, you have to look after the family. You have to do your duties. But you have to know your control. How much you can do. How much we can do, how much you can protect, how much you can look after, everything, there is a limit there. So that limit is there, we have to do that, and also we have to understand, we have to perform our duties also. It's not that, okay, I am performing my duties perfectly, but I have to perform my spiritual duties, that also I have to perform. Otherwise, in the last time we were discussing, Srimad Bhagavatam says, I may perfect all my material duties perfectly, but if I does not attract our attention towards the Supreme Lord, that becomes Shramayevahi Kevalam. Dharmasana Stitapumsam Vishvaksena Katasya Na Utpadayate Yati Ratim Shramayevahi Kevalam. Shramayevahi Kevalam. All the 100 years, whatever lives we are going to live, that will be Shramayevahi Kevalam. Why? Because we have not developed an attraction or affinity towards hear the messages of the Supreme Lord. Then that the whole thing is wasted. So but we don't want it to go like that. Huh? That is what is very important. So here Arjuna had the same problem. But Arjuna had one very good facility. Good fortune was there. What was his good fortune? Counselor was there. Right? Krishna was there. Krishna was there. That is why he surrendered to Krishna. Karpanya dosho upagata svabhava prichami tvam samudra vimuda chetasaha. So he just saying, Sishyastreham Sadimam Kvam Prapannam. So he just surrendered to Krishna. Krishna, I don't know what is good for me. What should I do? So then the whole Bhagavad Gita started. So that is why when the perplexity in life, actually the perplexity only saying perplexity is only perplexing actually. So many times I have read this perplexity. Every time I say perplexity, like that only it is coming. So that means the word perplexity itself is perplexing actually. So many times with this the perplexity comes and then we have to take shelter of something. Something we have to take shelter. That is why Krishna is teaching this Bhagavad Gita not only to Arjuna, because sometimes we may think poor Arjuna had this problem, so let him sort out this. No, poor Arjuna did have problem. We have problem. The material world, we all have problem. Because of our problems, Krishna selected Arjuna so that he gave this knowledge. He was put into illusion. He was not in illusion. He was put into illusion so that Bhagavad Gita can be spoken. So that is the understanding. So here, now Arjuna was in perplexity, and then Arjuna, when this, he was thinking, I am the doer. Because this is the whole problem comes. Like yesterday, the whole concept was Atmavan Manyache Jagat. Everybody thinks everything is because of the way he thinks, everybody is like that only. So today we just want to say, I am the doer. Because why these things are happening? Because he considers that I am the doer. I am doing all this activity. I am protecting the deer. I am protecting my children. I am doing this. I am doing this. When I put I, yes, you are doing that. No doubt about that. You are one of the doers. You are not the all doers. People, what people forget is, you know, like, so that means, you know, like, yes, you also have a responsibility. Yeah, not that you don't have responsibility. You are also a doer, but you are not a only doer. You are not a only doer. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains. Where Krishna explains? Anybody remember? Who are all the doers?
Five doers.
Yeah. Does anyone? Where Krishna says, sir? Does anyone remember? That's why I asked Bhagavad Gita. Because I don't remember, but I know where it is coming. 18th chapter. That's very good, actually. That we are already half well is crossed. Okay, 18th chapter, 13th sloka or 17th sloka, somewhere around that. Yeah. Okay, so here, see, this is wonderful actually, because sometimes, you know, we think like I am doing everything, everything is in my control, but things go out of control, then only we start thinking, oh, I thought everything is in my control, but things are not going the way I am thinking. Then they start looking for who is the doer, who is the controller. So here Lord Krishna explains that here.
पंचैतानि महाबाहो कारणानि निबोधमे सांख्ये कृतान्ते प्रोक्तानि सिद्धये सर्वकर्मणां.
दिस इज टेक्स्ट 13 चैप्टर नंबर 18. ओ माइटी आर्म्ड अर्जुन, अकॉर्डिंग टू द वेदांत देर आर 5 कॉसेस फॉर द अकॉम्प्लिशमेंट ऑफ ऑल एक्शन. नाउ लर्न ऑफ दिस फ्रॉम मी. कृष्ण कंटिन्यूज. अधिष्ठानं तथा कर्ता कारणं च पृथक् विधं विविधैश्च पृथक् चेष्ट दैवं चैवत्र पंचमं.
द प्लेस ऑफ एक्शन.
लिसन कैरफुली, वी विल आस्क द क्वेश्चंस. द प्लेस ऑफ एक्शन, द बॉडी, द परफॉर्मर, द वेरियस सेंसेस, द मेनी डिफरेंट काइंड्स ऑफ एंडेवर, एंड अल्टीमेटली द सुपर सोल. These are the 5 factors of action. 5 factors of action. What are the 5 factors of action? 1.
Body.
Our body. Because body is needed. For doing any action, the body is needed. Very easy to understand. Body is needed. The body only, we have to do action. Okay, then what is next? Body. The performer. Who is the performer? Us. That is us. Correct. Us. And the various senses. Senses are needed, because without senses, how we can do any activity? Senses, that is also one of the items. And then, many different kinds of endeavor. The senses are sufficient. If senses are sufficient, you have to make an endeavor. Like, otherwise I will be sitting like this only. I have to make an endeavor. So, the endeavor is also needed. And then, okay, endeavor is there, everything is finished?
No.
Sanction also is there. That is why 5 kinds of activity, 5 kinds of items are there in accomplishing any action. We may think as if like picking up this glass and putting like this, it's like such a simple reflex action, we may think, but all these things are involved. Otherwise, if one thing is not working, it's finished. That is why intelligent person, yes, he knows he has his responsibility, he is a doer, he has to do his things, but he does not forget behind this thing there are so many other things are also there. That is why Srila Prabhupada translates that adhishtanam. This is the place, the body, the performer, the various senses, the many different kinds of endeavor, ultimately the super soul. These are the 5 factors of action. So this we have to remember. And also Krishna says that. Krishna says in the 3rd chapter also.
Which verse?
This is 18th chapter, text number 13 and 14, Mataji. Yeah. And Krishna also says that. It's not that Krishna, earlier also he said, Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. So Krishna explained before only. The 3rd chapter only, when Arjuna asked how this is there, then he said, Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaka ahankara vimudatma karta. I am the karta. I always think, I am the karta, I am the doer, I am the protector. That's it. Ahankara vimudatma. Vimuda Atma, Vishesha Muda. Muda is already full, Vimuda is Vishesha Muda. Because he is thinking that I am doing everything, because of me only things are happening. But again, so this type of things are there. Because that is where, this is the way Maya puts us into a situation where it makes us think you are the controller, you are the doer, you have to do that. Yes, we have to do it, we have to do our bit. You can do your bit only, but you don't have the ultimate controlling bit, you don't have. Finally, Krishna has to sanction. That is where we find the best of the medicine is given, the best of the doctors are there, the best of everything is there. Still the patient passes away. If everything is there, then why the patient has to pass away? But before that, there is one sanction there. He has to put a sanction, he has to put a tick mark. Hey, then you will get out of this hospital bed. Then only you will be able to get out. Otherwise, no. I may do best of treatment, best of that, best of this, everything best. It wants to work out. That is why we have to always in our activities, we just, our nature of the material world, we always take credit for our activities. A little bit of success, immediately we take, oh yeah, I did this, it happened because of me. Yeah, you are only one of the contributors, that's it. You are one of the contributors. But finally, the Lord is there, all these different five factors are there. So if you can see that, then you will not be frustrated. In our endeavors, we will not be frustrated. So if some there is a success comes, okay, that is also Lord's mercy. If it is a failure, that's also okay. That Lord is teaching us a lesson. Krishna Kripa, you know the Krishna Kripa story? Krishna Kripa story, you know? You don't know? You know? You don't know? I thought you should be knowing that. Krishna Kripa. There was once a king. King had a minister. The king had a minister. The minister, every time the king will say something, Krishna Kripa. Everything is a Krishna Kripa. So the king also accepted a Krishna Kripa. One day king was examining something in the all the different weapons and other things, his finger got cut. And he said, Krishna Kripa. The king got very wild and said, what nonsense? This is my finger is now cut and you are saying it is Krishna Kripa. Put this fellow into the jail. Put the prisoner, the minister into the jail. So, as the days went by, the king went on a hunting. Hunting, when he was going on hunting, this story actually, is Swarabhi listening? Okay, he's doing something. Okay. So, hunting. He's going on hunting. One day when he went on hunting, he just far away into the forest and then he got lost. So there, a lot of people, like all the forest people, they are making a big sacrifice. Big sacrifice, and they wanted one animal. One bali. That's a very strong and stout person has to be given. Narabali. So that has to be given. So they found this king, oh very good. Now we are searching for one fellow and then so God sent this one fellow is there. So then they caught hold of him and then he bathed him and did all the things and then he just took him into the Balipeeta where he has to be given as a sacrifice. So the leader of this group came and just examined this person top to bottom. Then he saw. But what did he see? See, you know the story already. See? You should have told me the story. You should save me actually. So he saw the finger. No finger this fellow. So if you offer the bali with this no finger, then bali is useless. Just get this fellow, check him out. He is not a proper bali. King thought. Oh, if the finger is there, then his life will be finished. But just this finger is not there, then my life is spared. So he just ran, went to this thing. Oh, my minister, he is a Deerghadarshi. He told me correctly, is Krishna Kripa only. Because if the finger is there today, I would not be standing here. I would have been dead. So then he said, minister, you did the right thing. You said the right thing. But one thing I don't understand. Because when he was going to the prison, that is also Krishna Kripa. He went, so how it is Krishna Kripa? Then he said, King, if I had accompanied you, they would have caught me and then they would given me as a Narabali because I had all the fingers out there. So like this, in our life also, we find so many circumstances. We sometimes we think, like, oh, Krishna is not looking after me. Krishna, you are like a, Krishna, do you have, sometimes people have this thing, like, Krishna, are you seeing me? But are you seeing Krishna? You have to ask the other way around, like, are you seeing Krishna? Because Krishna is always seeing you. Jagannath ji, Kormita is always seeing us, seeing, giving their mercy. But our position is, we are not able to understand the situation. We think that Krishna is putting us into this difficulty for some unknown reason. No, not unknown reason. Because we are going through that. All this activity, all the reactions what we are getting, is there is a reason behind that. Krishna is testing us. Krishna is putting us into test. So that, and Krishna is, when he puts us into the test, he will also see to that we come out successfully. That is the beauty. It's not like a material test, no? Like a material test make you fail. No? Okay. No, this test, Krishna puts you into the test so that he brings closer. Actually, Bharat Maharaj was, he was very advanced stage, bhava platform. Yes, but still little bit of a tinkering around, little bit of a purification needed. So Krishna gave this opportunity. So, good thing is, like, yes, he was given the opportunity, and then he was remembering also. Even he took birth as a deer. He took birth as a deer. He remembered everything, whatever in the his life and what all the sacrifices he did. He remembered everything, like Gajendra. Gajendra also remembered everything. So that is the beauty. What we have to remember is, even if you put into a Krishna puts it into a condition, then also Krishna will give you the remembrance so that we can make advancement. So that conviction we have to have. Krishna will never let us down. Never let us down. Krishna will never let us come. Because you have done some service for Krishna, Krishna will always remember. That is why Krishna says, Kaunteya prati janehi name bhakta pranashyati. My devotee will not be vanquished. This is a statement that has to be taken very seriously. Krishna's protection is always there for us. It's not like Krishna is does not care for us. It's not like that. Krishna's protection is always there. Same way Guru's protection, Prabhupada's protection is always there. Anybody who tries to do little bit of things for Krishna, and Krishna's protection is always there for the person. But only thing is, Krishna's protection is there. Okay, I have done one thing. Let me just space out the whole life. No, that is not intelligence, actually. Let me also try to do as much as possible, as much as capacity I have, as much as I can do, then hope for the Krishna's mercy. That's why the sloka says, taptena gambam susumikshamana bhunjana eva atmakritam vivaham. So whatever the difficulties come, yeah, Krishna, you are giving me difficulty, no problem. Let me take this difficulty also as your mercy. But I'm not going to stop. Krishna, you have given me difficulty. No, immediately I'm going to stop chanting. I'm going to follow the principles. I'm not going to do any devotional activity. No. Krishna, you may give difficulty or you may not give difficulty. You may give darshan, you may not give darshan. Especially the COVID time. Sometimes you give darshan, sometimes does not give darshan. Even Krishna gives darshan, the person, he will not know. Go out. So they may not give darshan also. Sometimes we see devotees, sometimes they complain. So Krishna sometimes gives darshan, the person standing outside is not giving darshan. So we find all these different combinations we find. So, but the devotee, Krishna, whatever may be, that is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in the last sloka? Which university are you in? What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says? Whether you may embrace me or make me broken hearted. You are my Lord unconditionally. Lord, He is my Lord. Unconditionally He is our Lord. It's not like a Lord today, where you are giving me Rasagulla, you are giving Mahaprasad, you are my Lord. Tomorrow you didn't give her, you are not my Lord. No, not like that. He is my Lord unconditionally. Whether He puts into distress, still He is my Lord. But if you come to that condition, then Krishna cannot do everything. Krishna is helpless actually. Krishna is helpless. If you come to the conclusion that Krishna, whatever you do, you embrace me or make me broken hearted, you are my Lord, you are my worshipful Lord unconditionally, that means Krishna cannot do anything. Krishna has to just, instead of you surrender to Krishna, Krishna will surrender to you. Because you are that, Krishna sees the Bhava. That is why Yashoda Maiya had so much love and affection, and Krishna could not do anything. Krishna could not do anything. Just to surrender. Krishna says surrender, but Krishna surrendered. Krishna surrendered to Mother Yashoda. Nothing can be done. So that is the level, very high level. It's not like we can't in our state. No, we can just only talk about that. It's very, very, very elevated position. So Prabhupada says here in the purport. He's saying, disappointed in his protection. So, Bharat Maharaj is feeling, I was not able to protect this deer. That is why the deer got upset. That is why the deer has left the home. Something like that. This is like a kind of a fantasy. And that's why yesterday we were discussing, and then today we are continuing. And also, this is a nice passage in Srimad Bhagavatam. It says, very, very interesting, Prahlad Maharaj talks about to Narsingadev. He says to Narsingadev, my Lord Narsingadev, O Supreme, because of the bodily conception of life, embodied souls, neglected and not cared for by you, cannot do anything for their betterment. Whatever remedies they accept, although perhaps temporarily beneficial, are certainly impermanent. For example, a father, a mother cannot protect their child, a physician and medicine cannot relieve a suffering patient, and a boat on the ocean cannot protect a drowning man. It may seem like out of context, but there is a context here. Because he says, what he is saying, Balasya neha saranam pitaro narasimha. I am a father, I am a mother, I try to protect the child. Yes, you can do that. You have your duty to do that also. But the ultimate protection is Krishna. Krishna has to give protection. Then only you can protect. So that is, it comes to the point, we have to act as an instrument. That is the whole Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Krishna said whole Bhagavad Gita. And finally what Krishna says? Finally what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita? Yata ichyasi tata kuru. So he gives it, Krishna gives the free will. Because Krishna has given the free will. He does not say that now I have all spoken all Bhagavad Gita. Normally what I say, do what I say. Like sometimes when we give instruction to the children, we say, I have told you everything, you do. Sometimes you remember mother also says like that only, father also says like that only. No, Krishna says, Krishna having spoken the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, finally he says, Arjuna, you deliberate it and then you do what you want to do. He gives us still a choice also. Krishna is very, very merciful. Krishna is not imposing or forcing you. Yata ichasi tata kuru. And what Arjuna said for that? What Arjuna said? No. What Krishna? Arjuna said. Here only, no? Bhagavad Gita. What Krishna said? Arjuna said. Nashtamoga sudir labdhva tat prasada karishyasi. Then he says, Karishya vachanam tava. I was very, especially some of the, we had in our native place, no? There was one Gujarati family. In their car, there is always Karishya Vachanam Tava. No? There is put a sticker in their car. Karishya Vachanam Tava, that means I will act according to your instructions. So they are very, very pious. Because they want to, every time they want to remember Krishna, they put Karishya Vachanam Tava. So that means I will act according to your instructions. So Arjuna, having understood Bhagavad Gita, so he was given this facility. You think about that, deliberate it and do, and then Arjuna said, Karishya Vachanam Tava, I will act according to your instruction. So Krishna, actually in the 11th chapter, Arjuna, you do your duty, nimitta matram bhava savyasachin. You do your duty as an instrument. That is what we have to remember. We have to do our duty. Now there is no second argument on that. We have to do our duty. Not that that means if Krishna is sanctioned, also then I will keep quiet, I will not do anything. Today I am not going to give prasadam for the children. Krishna will come and give. No, is it like that? No, Krishna will give. If you have a complete understanding, Krishna will give. But we are acting as an instrument. Krishna is using as an instrument in his hands. So we have to be the we have to behave ourselves as an able instrument in Krishna's hand. Krishna has a mission. Krishna has to fulfill the mission. And it is up to us whether we want to be part of Krishna's mission. Whether we want to be like a, put ourselves as an able instrument in the hands of Krishna so that Krishna can fulfill his mission. So that is what the whole thing is all about. This mission, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, will spread anyway. It's not that, okay, this mission is waiting, like, oh, this person has not picked up the book bag, let's say his mission is going to wait for some time. No, it's not going to wait, actually. It will happen. It will happen, because of the Lord's prediction, it will happen. But whether you want to be part of that, that is only the question. Whether I want to be part of that whole mission, whether I want to be part of that mood, that is only the question here asked. It's not where asked whether the mission is going to go ahead or going to this thing. That is not the question. That question is already answered. It will happen. This is Prithiviche Ate Nagaradigra Sarvatra Prachara Mora Hora Nam. That will happen. It's going to happen. Whether are you going to be part of it? That is the question is asked there only. So same way here, so that's why Srila Prabhupada in the purport of that sloka we read, he say, although as a matter of routine duty, one must of course accept other remedial measures, no one can protect one who is neglected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So as a matter of routine duty, we have to do that. Because it's not that, okay, so if I have some problem or some situation, yeah, we have to take some remedial measure. It's not that, okay, I am a Krishna devotee, does not mean that I will not do any remedial measure, I will just sit like that only. Yeah. It will happen. If you have complete faith in Krishna, Krishna will look after you anyway. But our condition, yes, we have to do some remedial activities also. Krishna may use as an instrument in a particular activity, so that we have to put ourselves as an able instrument in the hands of Krishna, so that Krishna can fulfill his mission. So that is what our... So here, in this case, where Bharat Maharaj was always meditating, and he just, in the whole activity, he forgot his original activity. What is his original spiritual activity? He forgot that. He was meditating on the deer. He was supposed to meditate on Krishna. If you have to give protection, you give some protection, give some grass, or give some maintenance for the deer, and then you continue your business. But instead, his whole concentration went on to the maintaining the deer only. So that will be a very, that's why he says, Srila Prabhupada says, from a materialistic point of view, such kind thoughts may be very laudable. Because if you say somebody, I'm not going to fight, so then people will say, oh, you're a very good person. They'll say, oh, you don't want to fight, and you don't want to claim the proprietorship over your cousin and all the people. They say, that is a very good man. Arjuna was a very good man. So he didn't care about the, he was completely free. No, that is not a, from a materialistic point of view, it is good. Actually, Srila Prabhupada, when he met with his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he gave an instruction, this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to be preached to all over this thing. So then Srila Prabhupada at that time was following a Gandhian this thing. Now, he said, this is our country, it's like we are now dependent. We don't have Swarajya. We are still under the rule of British rule. No? So, now who is going to listen to this message? So, Prabhupada argued actually. Prabhupada argued with his Guru. So, but his Guru Maharaj said, like, what did he say? What did Guru Maharaj say? What did Prabhupada Guru Maharaj say? Yes, Krishna consciousness will not wait for any material conditions. Huh? Is Swarajya or not Swarajya? That is not a big problem actually. Huh? Where is Swarajya? Now also Swarajya, 55 years Swarajya, 65 years Swarajya. This is the same condition there. Still birth is there, still death is there, still old age is there, still disease is there. Same thing, all the perplexities are still there. Now the perplexity is better actually. When I say better, it becomes cracked actually. Huh? So it is always there. Whatever the situation, it is there. So then Prabhupada argued, then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj said, this is not like your Krishna consciousness is not going to wait for all the Swarajya and other things. Okay, Swarajya will come on the way. This is as a byproduct, it will come. We don't have to worry about Swarajya that much. We have to take to this process. Same way, here also, sometimes from a materialistic point of view, it is a very good idea. Yes, this person is very non-violent. He is very caring, concerning, everything. But from a spiritual point of view, he does not understand the difference between the body and the soul. So same thing happened here in Bharat Maharaj's case also. Bharat Maharaj, from a materialistic point of view, he was very much attached to the deer. But what he is, when you give away something, car, when you buy a car, you just exchange. What is it, exchange?
Bartering.
Some change there is there. Yeah. Trading. Yeah, very nice. Trading. What are you trading in? One side, just small deer, looking after the deer. And the other side, you are trading in your treasure. spiritual life. Can you trade in your spiritual life, just whole spiritual life, all the bhava plan? Think about all these things. Just trade in the whole thing just for attachment. Yeah, you have attachment. You look after the deer, give some grass, give this, that. You look after that. No problem. You don't have any problem. So many devotees look after so many dogs and thinking about Janardhan. Mataji gives so much care and all these things are there. So they look after. They do that. But that is a service. That way the living entity also gets Krishna Prasadam, Krishna's association, Krishna Bhakti, everything gets it. But we have to continue our duty also. If we don't continue our duty, then we are trading in for just very small things, and for that then our Krishna consciousness. Okay, then we lose our Krishna consciousness. Not one sense lose actually. It's a Krishna consciousness, there is no loss. We have to be convinced about that. Huh? There is no loss. Why there is no loss? Because even take little bit of Krishna consciousness, you are going to be protected. But I have taken little bit only, that is sufficient for my, then I will take in the sea in the next lifetime. That is not our. Sometimes the people know, I have taken little bit Krishna consciousness here, this is sufficient and Krishna will protect me. Yeah, that you will get only, your passage to go back home, back to God, it will be delayed, exit. Not that you will not go back, you will go back, eventually you will go back. But only thing is, why you will be delayed to go back. But we want to go get the association soon, not later. So that is what, so Srila Prabhupada says here, it may be very laudable, but from the spiritual point of view, the king was actually falling from his exalted spiritual position and unnecessarily becoming attached to an animal. Thus degrading himself, he would have to accept an animal body. So this is a big lesson for all of us. Bharat Maharaj already had the lesson and he learned and then he went back to God, no problem. But from this, what we can understand, how we have to be serious in our sadhana, serious in our practice, serious in our attachment. What is our attachment, and then how we have to doubt it. Yeah, we are attached to the children, no doubt about that. But we have to give them also Krishna consciousness. And one day the Krishna children remind us actually. Nowadays we are finding, parents are saying, Prabhu, now I am learning all the slokas because my daughter is learning the slokas. The parents are becoming Krishna conscious, are becoming serious, because the children are becoming serious actually. Children have become serious, now when they learn, now because of that I am also learning Bhagavad Gita, I am also reading Bhagavad Gita, I am also learning all these things. So these things are, Kali Yuga sometimes they say evil effects, these are good effects only, because it doesn't matter whether you are learning from the child or you are learning from your grandfather, it doesn't matter actually, you have to learn. So somehow this is happening. So we also have to take it seriously. And the spiritual life, there will be, like Prabhupada says, it's a razor's edge only. There will be a lot of tests will be there, a lot of kind of deviations can be there. There can be distractions, not a deviation, distractions can be there. So we have to keep our focus. That's it. Prabhupada says in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Ekeka Purunandana. Our focus should be here. Ekeka Purnandana. What is Ekeka Purnandana? That means one-pointed focus. That's why Prabhupada, when he writes that sloka, he had that this thing, conviction in the mind. Like, yes, this is like a Bahushaka Hanantasya Buddhayo Avyavasayana. If you have a many branch, like doing this, doing that, doing this, doing this, this little bit of Manava Seva, little bit of this Seva, little bit of that one. No, okay, if you just have Krishna Seva, everything centered around Krishna, then we have a very good opportunity to be protected. So that we have to keep in mind. So then the protection is always there. So let's stop here. If there's any questions or comments. Hare Krishna. No questions. Yes. You have a question? Okay. Grantharak Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.